Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is being recorded for
Recording.
quality insurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requests this call back?
This is her.
Yes, so how may I assist you?
Yes, I was calling because I did an unemployment claim on last week, and it informed me that it's inactive and I needed to resubmit a claim. But once I tried to do it for this coming week as well, it told me to contact you all because it got me to the next step where it says identity verification.
Can I just have your full Social Security number, please?
416-418-0062.
Thank you. And may I please have your first and your last name, please?
Tashanika Johnson.
Thank you. Can I have your date of birth, please?
2/19/93.
Thank you. And can I have you verify your driver license number?
I have my ID number. It's I864075.
Thank you. And can I have your mother's maiden name, please?
Tamika Johnson.
Thank you. So your claim has been inactive. What we will have to do, we must reopen your claim in order for you to continue doing those weekly certifications each and every week. What is your
Okay,
preferred
so
language, ma'am?
I have one question. Being that it's inactive, the week that I filed, so I called in on, I think it was last week, and it was on, I think it was Monday. It was either Monday or Tuesday, but they did the claim for June 28th. That was my last day of work, so will I have to redo that one again as well?
So what we're doing is reopening your claim for you. So you continue to do those weekly certifications each and every week.
Okay. So the last week was I did it just it'll just be this week.
So what we're doing is just reopening your claim.
I don't get it. I'm confused. I'm confused. Okay, so where are we reopening it for this week
Give me one
and
moment,
not last week?
ma'am.
I'm confused. I see it saying my claim information right here, but this one says from 12/24/2023. So I'm trying to see, do I need to reopen it for last week and this week? I'm confused. I don't know. I don't know.
No, I'm still here. Give me one moment. I do apologize for the wait.
You okay?
I'm still here. Thank you for being patient.
You're welcome.
And I do apologize for the wait.
It's okay.
I'm still here. Thank you for being patient. I do apologize for the wait. Thank you for being patient.
You're welcome.
I'm still here. Thank you for being patient. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Have you been doing your weekly certifications, ma'am?
This will be my second week. I did my week four. I had to call in and do it for the 28th. Well, from my last day of work was June 28th. So from July 1st until July 5th, I had to call in to do it for that date. Then for this week, I'm only off just today, and I start back work tomorrow. So I'm not sure if I need to still do just for the one day or do from July 1st through the 5th and today. That's why I'm confused.
The last time you filed a claim was last December.
I just called in on Monday and filed a claim as well. I had to update my direct deposit. I talked to a supervisor as well.
Give me one moment.
Okay.
Did you open the claim yourself? Or you spoke
no,
with somebody? Me. That's correct.
I spoke to someone on the 1-800 number.
Okay, give me one moment. Did you get a confirmation number?
Let me see. I think I did. Look at my notes to verify.
Uh-oh. You stated no, that's correct.
I don't have the confirmation number, but I think they did give me one, but I don't see it in my notes. I usually write it down, but I don't see it. I don't know if I deleted it.
Okay, one moment. So I do apologize, ma'am. A claim was not submitted. So give me one moment.
So it don't show when I just called in and updated my direct deposit or any of it?
No, ma'am. Can I have your telephone number, please?
334-647-8465.
Thank you. One second.
so crazy.
And I'm still here. Thank you for being patient.
Okay.
Do you remember who you spoke with, ma'am?
Jesus. Yeah, I should have wrote it down. I didn't. I don't remember. I know it was Tuesday, though. It was Tuesday morning. I got a call back. I had did a call back like I did this time, and they called me on Tuesday. And then I had to file the claim and update my direct deposit information.
Thank you, one moment. No, I'm still here. Thank you for being patient.
Okay.
I do apologize for the wait. And thank you for being patient.
You're welcome. I heard it's too hot. You're not going to go out the door right now. Tell them you'll come out later.
Did you file a claim and did you not have your bank information ready when you filed the claim?
Yes. And she told me to call back in. Once I did, and I called back in. And that's when I guess she got a advisor on the line as well, and they took the information.
Thank you. Thank you for being patient.
You're welcome.
I do apologize for the wait.
You're okay.
I'm still here. Thank you for being patient. So basically, you try to do your weekly certification, and the system would not allow you?
Yes, you said something about identity verification and contact, and to contact this number.
And you is unemployed, that's correct?
We was on a week shutdown, so they told us to file for unemployment, being that it was a company shutdown. So we was off from the 1st until the 8th.
Thank you. So we will have to give you a call back once we figure everything out, okay?
Okay, so don't worry about filing anything until you all give me a call back.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Hope you enjoy your day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.